Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And there you have it. A good morning to you across the CBS Sports Radio Network. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show is appropriately called The Pony Express. Sirius XM channel 206, the radio.com app. One place to listen to the show for free. All our great AM and FM affiliates that take this program on Sunday morning. A big shout out and thank you to them and all of you that in a very competitive marketplace with so many places to go and to listen for your sports content, whether it's live, podcast, whatever, for you to pick this show this morning. I appreciate it. And if it's by accident, hopefully we'll talk about some things and have a conversation this morning in a way that'll make you want to listen again. Something hopefully will get said that'll make you want to participate in today's show. Open phone lines to start here at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio is where you follow us to figure out and find out what we're talking about. You can follow me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the name of the show, and Express spelled like it is in the dictionary. That was a question. The question was taken off. It was from Pedro Gomez of ESPN and then Cody Bellinger there on the Astros and Jose Altuve. And we'll hear Carlos Correa's response to that on MLB Network, a viral video that has been all over the Twitterverse, social media. Baseball fans everywhere have seen that and heard that and have reacted to that. There's new stuff this morning on this. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I don't want to rehash and have some kind of tired conversation here, one that you've probably heard countless times here in the last couple of months on the Astros cheating scandal, but we're going to address it here to start today's program because there's new information, there's new material. And it comes from Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, who is going to meet with reporters and do a press conference. We'll see if it goes better than the flimsy, poorly executed Astros press conference from last week. But he's going to meet with reporters today. And we already have a sense for what Manfred is going to say because about an hour ago, he sat down with ESPN. And we're not going to play that audio. We can't. But I can give you my big takeaway from that conversation with Carl Ravitch, who does a lot of ESPN's baseball stuff. Manfred defended his punishment of the Astros. Defends the punishment and says, we're revising our rules on technology. We're going to clearly state what's allowed, what's illegal, and we're going to make sure that this never happens again. And when he was asked, all right, why aren't you punishing the players? So far, all we have is a $5 billion fine and managers that have lost their jobs and a GM that was fired and suspended for a year. And Manfred's reaction to that was this. He said that if he disciplined the players, it would have brought an appeal from the players' union. That's it. Would have brought in an appeal from the players' union. So he wanted to avoid a showdown. He did not want to take his gloves off and go head-to-head, mano-a-mano, with the players' union. The baseball players' union really runs baseball. It's called the biggest or the best union of all unions for a reason. If Manfred is chicken and he's coward and he doesn't think that's going to work, well, then I think we need to see more than a promise that it isn't going to happen in the future. I think in order to pacify and placate so many angry people within baseball. Because, America, this is not just a sour grapes thing among fans. This isn't just fans of the Dodgers and the Yankees and some other teams that have been burnt by the Astros who have something stuck in their craw and just want to bitch. I have never in my life, and I've been working in sports broadcasting for more than a decade, I've never seen, from my vantage point, I've never seen in my entire life an issue that has divided a league, players, that's pitted players against players like this. There are rivalries where teams don't like each other. Unless you played for the Astros, you hate what they did. And players aren't just saying these things anonymously. They're on camera. They're into microphones. They're talking to reporters about it. They're using their social media platform. And that's a big reason why the national sports media continues. We continue to talk about this story because the players won't shut up about it. They're not treating it like it's water under the bridge, like it's a thing of the past. They're still upset. The wound is still open. They're still raw. And so what Manfred attempted to do today, much like the Astros, I don't think that pacifies or placates anybody. I don't think it's enough. But I'll tell you what would be. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And some other smart media types and some other players within baseball have already picked up on this. I have a story in my hand from the Daily Mail in London on this Manchester City scandal. I'm not going to take you through all the details here because it'll take up too much time. But what ended up happening in soccer with Manchester City is that they lied about their financial records. They were dishonest. And they were dishonest because they wanted to sign more players. They did it to try to build a better team. So they broke the rules to try to put a better product out there. And so now, a couple of European soccer organizations are absolutely, like, destroying Manchester City. They're banned from playing Champions League competition for the next 2 years, which not only is that for the creme de la creme of European soccer, but there's also a $100 million payday that comes with it. So this Manchester City football club is missing out on that. Plus, this article that I have that's from today, that's dated February 16th, 2020, from 5 o'clock this morning. This article was updated on the Daily Mail's website. They're saying that the Premier League, which is the English soccer league, is thinking about they're allowed to do this, taking away points from the 2014 season, which would effectively strip Manchester City of their Premier League title. So they would forfeit games in retrospect. And so they would lose the championship. And the Premier League is seriously considering this. And I bring that up to say this. Getting cute and getting dishonest with dollars and cents, yes, that creates an uneven playing field. It's bad. I don't think it's nearly as bad as what the Astros did. And yet, the people that run European soccer are trying to put into place a punishment or consequences that will prevent this from ever happening again. And baseball's not doing that. And so what I'm saying today is this. If Major League Baseball is too chicken to take on the players and hand out long suspensions, then I think they should do the next best thing. Bellinger said it. Take away Altuve's MVP. Take away his MVP award. Take away their World Series banner. Do something unprecedented. Draconian measures. Extreme punishments. You know, Rob Manfred, instead of flapping his gums about blowing up baseball and changing their playoff structure or doing something that rips at the fabric of the way the game is played, like putting a clock on pitchers or installing a minimum, and this is going to happen this year, requiring a minimum number of batters faced for relief pitchers. They can't just come in, no more lefty specialists come into the game and get one guy out. Don't waste your time with that. You've got cheaters that in the minds of many are getting off scot-free. And if you granted them immunity stupidly, idiotically, if you have forfeited the right to garnish their wages, to fire them, to fine them, to suspend them, well, then do something else. And taking away an MVP award doesn't financially ruin these guys. But it would put a scarlet letter on them forever. And I think that there's a cowardice here. I don't know why Rob Manfred would be doing, if he takes away the Astros World Series, if he pulls an NCAA and he vacates that championship, if he vacates an MVP award, he would be doing the popular thing. He would be doing the right thing, and he would be doing the popular thing. The only objection he would get, the only objection he would get would be from Astros fans. That's it. Because taking away championships or taking away banners or taking away rings or taking away awards, that's not the domain or the jurisdiction of the players' union. When he goes into their pockets, when he starts to mess with their money, that's when the most powerful union in sports takes over. But the way that championships are judged, do what the Champions League is doing to Manchester City. Ban the Astros from the playoffs the next couple of years. You want to know something else you could do? I think you could do this. I wonder if the other 29 clubs would band together and tell Jim Crane and the Houston Astros, guess what? You're not going to get a cut of the national TV deal in 2020 or 2021. For 2 years, you're not going to see any of that money. Now, indirectly, that would affect the players because that would limit the amount of money coming in to Jim Crane. So maybe at that point they would push back. But something more than this. Looking into a camera and saying on TV today, making a promise that this isn't going to happen again. That doesn't suffice. That doesn't make Dodgers players feel better. Dodgers players feel better. That doesn't make the Yankees feel better. That doesn't make anybody who played a game in Houston this year scratch their head and wonder if they lost a game they should have won, if the pitcher gave up a home run in an at-bat that should have been a strikeout. I mean, lives were changed way more than during the steroid era. Way more. I'm looking at a story here that says Manchester City is facing points deductions for the 2014 Premier League season. They could lose their title because they broke UEFA's financial fair play rules. There's a two-year Champions League ban. No Champions League income for the next 2 years. That's £100 million a year. And that's for fudging financial records. What should baseball do to the Astros? What do you make of this idea? I want to hear from America on this. How does America feel about taking away? This is, I'm going to give Cody Bellinger credit for this. He came up with it. Take away Altuve's MVP award. If you can't suspend these guys, if you can't fine them, take away their banners, take away their rings, take away their awards. Is it extreme? Yes. Is it unprecedented? Yes. Does this situation call for it? In my opinion, yes. What do you think, America? I'm of the expectation here. My assumption is that unless you are going to call me and tell me that you're an Astros fan, you are fine with all the measures, with all the punishments that I have laid out. But if you disagree, if you think taking away championships are stupid, if you think taking away awards are stupid, let me know. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. I'd love to hear from you next on this as we react to what Rob Manfred said just moments ago. My name is Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Dusty Baker telling USA Today, Bob Nightingale, quote, everything heals in time. Hope the time has come and gone. Probably not on the Astros. When are we going to get over this? When are Major League players going to get over it? They're not. Until something more is done. Or until another team gets busted. And not the Red Sox, because Alex Cora left Houston for Boston. And an investigation is still pending, but the belief is he took some of the Astros tactics and applied them with the Red Sox. Independent from Houston. If we find out it's rampant, then the Astros are off the hook. If we find out players on other teams are living in glass houses, then the Astros are off the hook. But until then, I'm calling for draconian measures. And if the players' union is in the way, and Manfred really screwed that up and can't suspend those guys and can't get into their wallets and can't, doesn't have the jurisdiction, does not have the power to punish these guys in that way, well, then I take away everything of value. Anything that shows that the Astros had success, I take away from them. Pennants, World Series banners, individual awards, they're all gone. They're all vacated. And he can ban them from the postseason in the future. There's no rule that says he can't do that. That's what's happening to Manchester City over in Europe right now. There's a blueprint. There's an analogy to another sport. What do you think of taking away banners, rings, awards as a punishment? What would you do to punish the Astros? Rob Manfred defending his punishment today like an idiot. 855-212-4227. Love to get your thoughts. That telephone number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so go get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Jerry's in Charlotte. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, my comment on this whole situation is that I think Major League Baseball is trying to find a rug big enough to sweep all this stuff under it. What I don't understand, and I have not heard on radio or TV or anything else, are the gambling ramifications that come out of this stuff. I mean, you can't.
They're already getting sued by somebody. They're already getting sued by a daily fantasy player.
What I'm saying is that not only who knew about this stuff? Did bookies know about what was going on? Did Vegas know what was going on? I mean,
well, the Yankees.
There was a hell of a lot of money swapped back and forth.
Teams have come out in the last couple of months and have said that they alerted Major League Baseball about it, and really nothing got done. The Yankees have said it. The Oakland A's have said it. Here's the thing with the betting aspect of it, okay? So let's look at a couple other things that have happened in our lifetimes as sports fans. How about Spygate? Would people who bet against the Patriots, why didn't they go back and sue? Any NCAA team, and thanks for the call, who had an ineligible player. USC football teams, Louisville basketball teams, colleges that have had championships vacated. Even teams that didn't but still found themselves in hot water with the NCAA. You know, Major League Baseball, I think, can take away a championship. That's their domain. How does a lawyer argue that the sports book should go back and change the results of bets? I haven't heard a compelling argument yet. I understand the question. I don't see how that gets resolved, though. Here's Dre in Seattle on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dre.
Hey, good show, Andrew.
Thank you.
First, I want to preface, I'm a White Sox fan, and I didn't really have a dog in the fight. I kind of was ticked off at it, but here's where I'm at right now. You remember the catcher for the Astros during that time? Was it McCann?
Brian McCann, yep. He's one of, like, baseball's guardians. He's a guy that, like, used to get all hot and bothered when hitters would show up pitchers, and he was one of these guys that really believed in the integrity of the game, and he looks like a big phony now. But anyways, Dre, continue.
Yeah, I had very disdain for him. And when I remember that, it changed my whole thing, this guardian of the game. And he was on that team for quite some time.
Sure.
And that just really got to me. So I'm thinking, you know, they don't have – the commissioner can stop them from playing and say, I want you away from the club this year. I'm not going to even go through the players union. I'm going to make your organization pay you while you're banned from playing. That makes it even better, you know.
So retire – so you want suspended with pay?
Yeah, ban them. Get off the field for a year. Everybody who's involved. But now here's the thing with me. Dallas Keuchel just – sign with the White Sox. can I get a bye with pitchers?
but in all seriousness, you want anybody during this period who spent a day on the Astros major league roster, you want suspended for a year?
Right. Just you can't play. Vacate, like you said, vacate World Series, vacate any individual awards. And then you can't play for a year in baseball. And then that's the sending the message to everybody. You don't even have to go through the players union. I want them to pay you. I want them to pay the players because the owners created this culture. So they're going to have to pay for it while their players sit out.
All right.
And
well, thank you. Thank you, Dre. Rob Manfred did not, from the best of my knowledge, in this ESPN interview, and he's going to meet with reporters later. So it might come out then. I don't think he used the word immunity this morning, which has been long rumored and reported. He just talked about how disciplining players would have brought appeals from the union. In my guess, as a labor attorney, that's Manfred's background, he was probably thinking there wasn't language in the collective bargaining agreement that gave him permission to suspend players for this kind of offense. And okay, so if that's the case, if you can't ban players, then what's the next best thing? I think it's taking away any kind of symbolic reference or acknowledgement that those Astros teams were great. And so I would vacate the championship, I would take away the banners, I would make them get rid of the pennants, I would take away individual awards, MVPs, manager of the years, they're all vacated, and I would ban them from the playoffs. If they're still allowed to play and make money and make a living, that's fine, but ban them from the playoffs for 2 years. Do what UEFA is doing to Manchester City. I love the timing of that story because when you see it, it just sheds a whole different light and a much bigger light on the fact that Major League Baseball has really done nothing. Dusty Baker takes this Astros job. He's probably thinking, I've got a team with a chip on its shoulder that's motivated to win a World Series this year. And I don't think the Astros should be given that chance. So how about you? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Rob Manfred defends his punishment of the Astros today. Do you think he did enough? What should he have done? 855-212-4227. Follow me on Twitter at The Pony Express. Follow us at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio, and voila, when you go home, you can listen to us. One of the goals of this show is to get more listeners and to have them listen longer to the show. And there are so many different ways now outside of just turning your car radio on and off that you can listen to the show. CBSSportsRadio.com. We're always streaming there. Podcasts up and running. Great articles from all of our shows and all of our hosts. SiriusXM Channel 206. Download the Radio.com app. Number one, it's free. And then from there, you get access to CBS Sports Radio whenever you want it and a bunch of our local affiliates as well. And one of the biggest stories of this month has been the Astro scandal, and it seems like there's something new every day on it. And today, it's Rob Manfred addressing ESPN first and then reporters later on today, defending his punishment, standing by with the commissioner's office what Major League Baseball has done to the Astros, believing that a $5 million fine, a one-year ban for a manager and a GM, that all of that is enough. Tell me how that would deter, other than scruples and morals and a guilty conscience, tell me how a $5 million fine would be enough to stop or prevent a team who felt like their cheating tactic was important enough and effective enough to win a World Series and to compete for and vie for multiple championships. It's why I've never believed that Spygate was irrelevant or insignificant. Because Bill Belichick, being the genius, being the football coach that he is, I don't believe that Bill Belichick would have allocated so much time and energy to a project if he didn't think it was going to yield results. And it's the same thing here. The Astros did it, and they continue to do it because it worked. It wasn't a placebo effect. It worked. Tell me why baseball should not do what European leagues are doing to Manchester City right now. They lied about their financial records. The Champions League has banned them for 2 years, so a championship ban, a postseason ban. And now the Premier League is thinking about retroactively taking away points from Manchester City the game's in doubt. If they're reversed, it would cost them the 2014 Premier League championship. Why can't baseball do that to the Astros? If they think it's too messy with the players' union, if they think they'd lose in courts to the players' union, then at least do that. That's Rob Manfred's domain. That's not the players' union's call. Take away their titles. Take away their opportunity to play in the postseason. But he thinks baseball did enough. Which proves to me that Rob Manfred's either tone deaf, delusional, ignorant, all of the above. What do you think? 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filipponi. It's the Pony Express. Here's Vinny in Arizona. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Vin. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, how's it going, sir? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So, besides all the punishments that you stated that, in my opinion, would be fair, take away the MVP, take away the titles, the banners, the rings, the glory. I mean, with the Mitchell report, when that came out, nobody, from my knowledge, is in the Hall of Fame for that. So, if they're not going to do anything like that, I feel like the players who were involved with this scandal should also be banned from making the Hall of Fame. Because who's to say Altuve doesn't hit all those homers if he doesn't know that ball's coming? Especially the walk-off against the Yankees. Like, how can you prove what ones were legit and what ones weren't? And
I don't think any of those guys should get into the Hall of Fame either, because I think their numbers are tainted. With the steroid guys, they show up on the ballot every year, and the writers just determine or decide not to put him in. Baseball hasn't banned Barry Bonds the way that it's banned Pete Rose. They've left it in the hands of the voters, and I would like to think if the voters are going to lock the gates for guys like Clemens and Bonds, they should do even more, because I think what these players did garnered and gave them a bigger advantage than what the steroid guys did.
No, absolutely, and I mean, granted, you still have to make contact with a pitch, whether you know it's coming or not, but I'd rather be told what pitch is coming. So
100%, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, you're not saying anything revelatory there or earth-shattering. It's a timing game. Hitting is timing. All the great hitters have said that. Every great hitter that has decided here to come out and talk about this scandal has said, I've not seen one guy who has been willing to put his name on a statement that said, well, this is bad, but it's not as bad as steroid use. Almost universally, they think this is a bigger edge. You get popped for PEDs, you sit out a half a year, it's 81 games, and you're banned from the playoffs because it's collectively bargained. And I don't think Rob Manfred and the commissioner's office had the foresight to put language in the CBA that gave him the latitude to suspend guys for integrity of the game rules violations. And I don't think Manfred has been given the same overarching powers that Roger Goodell has, where, you know, if you fart, he could punish you for it, you know, besmirching the NFL shield. He can find a code of conduct, the personal conduct policy, that pretty much gives him domain to do what he wants. Manfred doesn't have that power. So if he's been neutered, and it looks like he has been, and cut a deal with the players' union, we'll do the next best thing and bring the team to its knees. Make the team suffer. And a $5 million fine does not do that. Here's Jay in Buffalo. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jay.
Morning.
Hi there.
I've got 3 points on this. The first is that Manfred has an opportunity here. With all the scandals we see on and off in sports across the board, he has an opportunity here to lead the charge by setting a tone that this is unacceptable. This type of behavior in sports, in any business, is unacceptable. And he's to your point, if it's collectively bargained and he can't touch the players, he can definitely hit the team a lot harder. Because if you talk
and Jay, that's what, and I'll let you make your I'll let you make your next 2 points. If he does that, the only people he's getting flack from are Astros players, the Astros organization, and their fans. Literally everybody else wants him to do more, and he's not.
Exactly. He's got an opportunity to do it. And I'm originally from Houston, and I'm calling about this. The second thing is that to say that there's no impact is a bunch of garbage, because as you just discussed with the previous call, these are professional hitters. If they know which pitch is coming, that is a huge advantage. Huge advantage. I mean, they're trained to do this. They're the best in the world at this. You give me, you know, exactly, you know, what my competitor's charging and what product and all that for their price. You tell me exactly what price to come in at. Guess what? I've got a huge advantage.
You're going
to
win every bid.
Knowledge.
Yep, exactly.
Is incredible. And the third point is, as you said, what's the value of a World Series to an organization, to a city? It's a lot more than $5 million, I'll tell you that. You know, if I and I realize this is something different, but if I cheat on my expense account at my company, do you think they're just going to suspend me for a couple of days? No, they're going to make me pay back the full amount. You know, if I embezzled $50,000 from the company, I'm going to have to pay back $50,000 plus everything else that goes along with that.
And that's why I don't think he can, Manfred, because of the players union, and thanks for calling, Jay, can't go back and say, all right, Jose Altuve, give me your salary from 2017. He can't do that. So you've got to find a loophole. You've got to find a workaround. And to me, it's just me. It's stealing a page out of the NCAA's playbook, taking their banners, taking their championships, and preventing them from going to more, from competing in more. And so, look, the American League West would only have four teams who could make it to the playoffs. But you know what? Before, now that I think of it, before the Astros moved to the American League, that division only had four teams. So, okay. It's not the end of the world to ban them for a couple of years. Coming up next, my thoughts on Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.